Ghost was leaned back, smoking a blunt and watching TV. He had a phone to his ear, and the conversation seemed to be one-sided, with Ghost listening and the other person going off. His eyes landed on me, and he motioned for me to sit beside him. Dropping the duffel bag at his feet, I plopped down and kicked my feet up on the old coffee table.
Hey, I told you we'll talk when I get over there. Give me an hour, he barked, and then quickly ended the call.
Who was that?
Nobody important.
He turned his attention to me and licked his lips.
You looking good tonight?
He kissed me on the neck. Ghost noticed how tense I was and leaned up.
What's good with you?
Who was that on the phone, Geisen? I rolled my neck and stared at him. His phone buzzed and he held his hand up, then went to the other room. I sat on the couch with my arms folded like a damn fool. My heart was in deep for Geisen Davis. At 19, I can say that he made my body do things that I didn't think it was capable of. I wanted him. No, I needed him in my life. Geisen was 25 and too old for me. I mean, his thought process was way too mature for 25. His family didn't have much growing up, so he grinded hard to try and provide. We had been dating since I was 17 years old. When my eyes landed on him, I knew he was mine. He wouldn't touch me or take it there with me when I was 17, but I still considered it dating. Soon as I turned 18, we were together, and everyone knew it. I would be a fool if I thought Ghost was faithful to me. He could have any woman that Staten Island had to offer, but he wanted me, a college student at CSI who still lived with her mother.
Mirror, tell me what was so important that you needed to call me right now.
Ghost came out the back with the phone on speaker. It was his 12-year-old sister, who he spoiled.
I need some money for school tomorrow. Sorry to call you when you're working, she apologized.
Nah, you good. Free thought you were some other chick.
He winked at me and I rolled my eyes.
Hey, Free,
Mira greeted through the phone.
Hey, Mare, how are you?
Good. Mama wants to know when you're coming over for dinner.
Soon, I replied. Look, I'll drop it off to you when I come through that way.
Ghost continued his conversation as he went into the kitchen. I was paranoid when it came to Ghost. Everyone said he was next to come up. Women wanted him and probably had more to offer than I did. I was so in love with Ghost that I did any and everything he told me to do. When I was 17, I started making drops for Ghost. I would drop off the product wherever he needed me to bring it, and he would hand me some cash. Even when we made it official, I continued to make the drops because he trusted me more than anyone else. Like now, I was bringing him a duffel bag filled with cash. Ghost didn't trust anyone to touch his cash, except me or himself.
You done tripping out on me?
He smirked and swaggered back into the living room. He plopped back down on the couch and pulled me into his arms.
You just make me so crazy.
There's a million bitches out there and you want me. I find it hard to believe.
Stop finding it hard to believe, Free. I want you and only you. All this that I'm doing is to secure our future. I promise we won't live in the projects forever, Ma.
He kissed me on the forehead. I'm just scared. I want this forever, but don't know if you feel the same way I do.
Stop questioning it, Freedom McGurry. I love you and want a future with you. I have tunnel vision into the future. When I wake up in that big-ass mansion in Tot Hill with you right beside me, I'll go out onto our balcony that overlooks our property while you're laid on the bed checking emails for your company.
I smiled because